Hello and welcome to today's presentation, Virtualizing Lotus Domino on VMware, Testing Performance, Functionality, and Benefits. My name is Tim Nguyen. I'm going to be the moderator. Our speakers today are Jim Powers, Performance Engineer at IBM, and David Korsunsky, Senior Manager at VMware. With that said, I'm now going to turn things over to David to begin the presentation.
Okay, thank you. And thanks for everyone who is taking the time to view this webcast. We are going to present some of the latest information that we have on virtualizing Lotus Domino on VMware. So I'll quickly run through the agenda. Jim and I will do some quick introductions. Then I'll go over some of the primary benefits about why now is a great time to look at virtualization for Lotus Domino. I'll then cover some of the primary benefits that customers can expect to achieve when they do this. I'll then turn it over to Jim Powers. He's going to cover some of the latest performance testing results that VMware and IBM have worked together to produce. Next, we'll take a look at a customer case study who has successfully done this, and then we'll conclude with summary and next steps. So a little bit about myself. My name is Dave Korsunsky. I've been working for systems integrators in Canada and Bermuda and the U.S. for many years. I've been working at VMware for approximately 4 years now. I maintain a number of different technical certifications, including VMware VCP, and I'm responsible for a team within VMware that is working with all of our ISV partners. Jim, do you want to do a quick intro?
Yes, hi. Thank you very much, Dave. And my name is Jim Powers, and I've been working for over 10 years with IBM. I work in the performance department and work with Lotus Notes and Domino products. I have spoken regularly at different LotusSphere conferences as well as the BU and admin conferences on performance and performance testing. I've also authored quite a few articles on Lotus Domino performance and as well as a lot of the tools that you can use to do performance testing. Thank you, and back to you, Dave.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Okay, so in this section, I'll quickly cover why we are presenting this information now and why we feel it's a great time to evaluate virtualization for Lotus Domino with VMware. If we look back at some of our previous efforts in terms of testing this and in terms of performance, one thing we found at VMware was that Domino is a challenging workload to run inside of a virtual machine. It is an MMU-intensive workload. So we had done a number of performance tests in the past which met criteria for successful performance, and we had a lot of customers doing it, but we did see CPU efficiencies that were higher on VMware than they were on physical systems, and customers had to size accordingly to account for that. So some of the information we'll present later in the slides covers the primary reasons why a lot of those efficiency changes and differences are no longer a factor and why it's now an excellent workload to run inside a virtual machine. So with that, in terms of performance, we really have what I would call a perfect storm in terms of the changes that have occurred. On the one hand, IBM and Lotus have done an excellent job with Domino 851, and there have been some significant performance improvements in the application. There's been significant reduction in CPU consumption, reduction in IOPS, support for 64-bit platforms, and these changes in the application lend themselves very well to running inside of a virtual machine. So first and foremost, we have a much more efficient application. Second, we have a number of significant performance enhancements in VMware vSphere 4. vSphere 4 was optimized from the ground up to run very performance-intensive Tier 1 workloads. And so when we combine that with the changes in Domino 851, we have a really good performance story. And then finally, when we tie in the enhancements into the microprocessors from Intel and AMD, particularly Intel's EPT technology and AMD RVI, those processor enhancements that have been optimized for virtualization and for MMU-intensive workloads, combined with vSphere 4 and Domino 851, put any performance questions to bed, and Jim's slides later will quantify that with some of the results from our labs. So on the one hand, we have an excellent story in terms of performance. We have an upgrade cycle going on where customers are upgrading to Domino 8.5.1 and above. So the upgrade is an excellent opportunity to insert virtualization as the underlying platform. So that's another reason why we feel now is a good time to look at VMware. We can also help customers who are looking at platforms other than non-x86. Domino runs on a variety of platforms. Customers have a lot of choice. And for those who want to use x86 for Domino, we now have a very high-performing platform that's available to customers. So that can be a cost savings opportunity for some environments. We have very friendly licensing from IBM. Their PBU licensing and subcapacity licensing makes it very friendly towards running Domino in a virtual machine. And finally, we have a great partnership with IBM. IBM is a global level partner with VMware, which is the highest level. We have mutual support statements between both companies, and we have a lot of successful customers to support us, and so we have a great partnership. So that just kind of summarizes some of the primary reasons why now is a good time to look at this. In addition to that, I'll also cover, before we really dig into the performance data, I'll cover some of the primary benefits that customers can expect when they start to look at virtualization for Domino. The first and foremost is really just reducing cost and complexity. I regularly talk to customers who tell me that they have 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, more than 100 servers out there that are running various pieces of the Domino application infrastructure. And with some of the improvements I mentioned previously, which are very powerful processors from Intel and AMD with virtualization-specific enhancements, there's an excellent opportunity to drive a lot of cost out of that environment. We can consolidate a lot of Windows servers and Linux servers onto the same ESX hosts, so that can help customers who are running in heterogeneous environments. We can migrate Domino, offer proprietary Unix platforms for customers who want to run them on x86. We can help reduce licensing costs with IBM subcapacity licensing. So you can see the graphic down there where we're very easily able to get very, very high consolidation ratios. And in the customer case study we'll talk about later, they've actually gone from 60 physical ESX machines to 4. So there's a huge opportunity to start reducing some of the cost in the Domino application environment. So that's really benefit number one, is just eliminate cost and complexity. Benefit number two is really around high availability. The VMware platform introduces some new options for high availability in addition to the ones that Domino customers are already familiar with. First and foremost is vMotion, which lets you move a Domino virtual machine from one physical server to another physical server while the VM is up and running and there's no downtime. So that can be used to avoid downtime associated with server maintenance. It can be used to quickly move Domino onto a new server when you're doing server refresh cycles. There's a lot of use cases where you can benefit from having this flexibility. So vMotion is one. VMware HA is another. VMware HA will restart virtual machines if the underlying server fails. So this means you don't necessarily have to use any clustering solutions to get high availability at the server level. We have a feature called fault tolerance, which can provide for zero downtime with virtual machines by creating a shadow copy of the primary virtual machine and replicating all of the CPU instructions on the standby, and we can fail over with zero downtime using fault tolerance. We've tested that as well. It's covered in the white paper in terms of how many users we can support there. And then you can still use Domino clustering. We have a lot of customers who are using Domino clustering with VMware. They're doing virtual-to-virtual clustering or virtual-to-physical, some combination. So those technologies can still be used with virtualization. But the main point here is that you get additional options for achieving high availability. Benefit three is disaster recovery. We can really help simplify the Domino DR solution. Jim and I are just working in the labs, wrapping up some testing with VMware Site Recovery Manager that was successful. And SRM can help you eliminate some of the challenges with physical DR solutions. We can eliminate the requirement to have a one-to-one mapping between the production server and the DR server. With virtualization, we can take 50 or 60 Domino servers and be able to only have a handful of machines at the DR site. So we can reduce the hardware requirements for DR. And one of the great things about Site Recovery Manager is that it lets you test the DR solution anytime. It's non-disruptive, so you can simulate DR failures at any time during the business day with no interruption to users to make sure it's configured properly. And finally, in addition to that, we can automate the runbook. So if you've got lots of Domino applications and lots of other servers that depend on those Domino applications, Site Recovery Manager allows you to build one recovery plan that specifies all the systems you want to protect and the exact sequence that you want them to power on in the event of a failover. So we can really consolidate a lot of different applications into one DR solution. Benefit four is just virtual machine flexibility. The graphic here shows, especially with mail systems, having the ability to add or subtract CPU and memory to a mail server can be very helpful. If you need to absorb another 100 or 500 or 1,000 users onto an existing Domino server, it's very helpful to be able to just dial up more memory anytime you need. So the graphic just shows how you allocate more memory to a virtual machine if you needed to account for more users, or if you were starting to hit some performance constraints and you needed to add another CPU, for example. So virtual machines give you more flexibility in sizing. It also means you can reduce over-provisioning. You don't necessarily have to buy a box that you think is going to last for 3 years without exactly knowing what your growth projections will be. Secondly, we can do rapid provisioning with templates, which simply means if we need to provision a new server, a virtual machine with the operating system and all the patches can be powered on in a couple minutes. So that can reduce the time required to get new Domino servers online, sometimes from days or weeks to a matter of minutes. There's no servers to procure, rack, stack, power on. You just deploy a new virtual machine from template and you're up and running. And then we have some extra tools for testing and troubleshooting. Snapshots and clones are not available on physical systems, but they can be very helpful for troubleshooting any kind of issue. And then finally, we can help simplify management. Virtual machines are independent of the underlying hardware. So if I'm doing a server refresh, I simply have to vMotion my virtual machines from old server to new server, and I absorb no downtime to do that. We can even move across hardware from different vendors and with different configurations. So that provides a lot of flexibility for Domino systems. Storage vMotion lets you move the actual underlying storage. So if you want to move from an old array to a new array, or move some of the Domino servers from a low-performance LUN or set of disk spindles to a high-performance set of spindles, we have tools that can help with that. And finally, putting Domino inside a virtual machine makes it ready to become consumed in the cloud. So once it's virtualized in your data center, it's very easy to move that into a cloud data center at some future point if you want to start offloading some of the infrastructure into a cloud service provider. So I've covered some very high-level benefits and some of the information on the latest and greatest reasons about why it's a good time to look at Domino virtualization. Jim's now going to get a bit more technical, and he's going to cover some of the specific performance testing that VMware and IBM have done to prove out this solution in the lab. So Jim, go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. And so what I'll be covering here is the performance and functional testing that we ended up doing. As Dave happened to mention, that this seemed to be a good time to go and readdress this stuff with Domino 8.5 and the new VMware and the new hardware that's out to helps virtualization. So we got together, IBM and VMware, and did a joint collaborative test that we actually did out in the labs, VMware labs out in California. So we've actually worked together very, very closely and produced a joint white paper as the result of our testing here. Part of the testing that we decided to do with this was we wanted to see how close the virtualized environment worked to a physical, we call a physical environment. Physical environment is basically an environment that does not contain the VMware software at all. And of course, the virtualized environment would have the VMware software installed on that. So we did some testing with that, and I'll show you the results of that. The other thing we wanted to test was vMotion, HA, fault tolerance, and see how that worked with Domino working under a good load and see how it performed, if it worked properly, if there was any issues, if there was anything special and needed to be done. So I'll show you some results on some of that. Then we also did some testing with Domino in a cluster environment to see if there was any ramification with the extra communication that happens between a Domino server that's sitting within a virtual environment that has to communicate outside of that virtual environment to an external Domino server. And see if there was any issues around running Domino within the virtual environment in that type of condition, and see if it stressed any points, any place along the line there, so if we had to make any adjustments one way or the other on that. Then we also decided to do some testing with what we call small and large mail file. Small mail file is a mail file that's about a quarter of a gig. And then we did testing with large mail files, which we considered, which are a gig in size. And we did testing with 4,000 databases and 4,000 users with these larger 1 gig mail data files, and to see how the I/O channel would perform under VMware when we stressed it with that. And I'll give you the results of some of that. Another thing that we decided to test as well was the HTTP connection, or the web connection to the Domino server going through VMware. So we tested that with what we call iNotes, which is the web access to mail. And we could emulate some web mail users with some of our benchmarks tests that we have, and stress that, and I'll talk about that a little bit too as well. And then also, as Dave happened to mention, we did the site recovery testing, and we're really kind of wrapping some of that up, and we will be producing another little white paper that will talk about that. But so far, I can give you a point that it seems to be going very, very well. We've tested several scenarios in it already, and they seem to be working very well. So we're very, very pleased with that. All right, so now let's get into basically the configuration. I'll just give you a quick little overview of how we had things set up here at the site where we did our testing. We had a Dell box that we used as the test engine, and we ran NotesBench on that, and that actually drove the workloads against the server. And we had another Dell box that happened to be running VMware, and that box, its job in life was as a Windows domain controller. It did the vCenter server and also ran a Domino admin client that we used to administer the Domino servers in the test. And then what we used was some Dell Blade boxes to actually run the Domino server in on sitting on top of VMware. And those servers then talked to a NetApp appliance where we had all of our data disks reside. If you notice in the slide, then it shows that nice little pipe that goes 12 miles away. That is actually going off to the site that we used for the SRM testing. And so therefore, we built a configuration over there to do the SRM testing, our site recovery management testing. Okay. Now I want to talk a little bit about what we did for the virtual and physical testing. What we did for a setup for this was that we ran Domino in using a Windows 2003, and we used the Domino 851 servers I happened to mention before. And we ran that on just physical hardware. And then we incorporated VMware v4 in there, and then ran with the same hardware and the same version of Windows and the same Domino on top of it. And in both cases, we use 16 gig of memory for the operating system to use. And we installed 4,000 users and ran a test with 4,000 mail databases and used the NRPC mail workload to emulate 4,000 notes users accessing their mail databases. And what you can see down here is on the 4-CPU piece, we can see that 7% CPU is what we saw with the physical box, and with VMware, it was in the picture, it's 13.5. And then with two CPUs and the one CPU, you can see it go up in steps there. The thing that's very important here that I need to stress here, though, is if you take a look at the response time, response time is very, very close between the physical and the virtual. In the 4-CPU version there, it's 15 milliseconds versus 18 milliseconds. Then we have 19 and 17. So basically, we're within what we call in the performance world noise range. It's so close that it's virtually identical. So that says to me that in this type of environment, that the VMware is not causing any constraint, any choking of Domino running now, as we had seen in the past, where with earlier versions and different hardware, etc. So that's a very, very important point I think we need to bring out here. And the other thing I think that's very interesting is if you take a look at that raw increase, it stays right around the 7% delta there all the way on up through. That is the added cost of running the virtualization operating system. Okay, now going on to the next slide. One of the other tests we wanted to do was to see what difference the new hardware did and whether on the helping of running the virtualization software. So one of the tests that we did there was with the extended page table, which is the EPT, and the large pages enabled on a Halem-type-ish box. So that's a box that's an Intel box that has the virtualization hardware built into it. And that's what we show over on the left-hand side there with the bar that has the 13.5%. The next bar over in the middle of the chart, what we did is we disabled the EPT on that, which is extended page table. And as you can see, that increased the amount of CPU used a little bit, as well as increasing the response time some. The last bar over shows a box that is a non-Nehalem type, a non-CPU, a CPU that is not designed to help out virtualization software. So if you go with either end of the spectrum, you really see the gain there that you get with using the hardware that is designed specifically for virtualization software. Okay, now we'll go on to the next slide. In this slide, what I want to show to you is the results of virtual motion while Domino was running. So what we did to test for this was that we actually took the server and we ramped it up to with 1,000 emulated users on a Domino server, and then we did a vMotion move of that whole virtual machine from one machine, physical box, to another box, and then moved it back. So for each of these moves, then, we did that for at 1,000 user mark. We did it again at 2,000 users, again at 3,000 users, and again at 4,000 users. If you take a look at the graphs over to your right, the top graph shows it at 1,000 user mark. So what the users actually saw on this would be a server that is giving them a response time of about 15 milliseconds when this motion, vMotion event happened, basically moving it from one box to another box, during that duration, they just saw a response time go up to almost 70 milliseconds for a couple of minutes and then come back down to the 15 millisecond time frame. Now, just to put things into perspective here, what we consider a failure in response time is a 1,000 millisecond difference. 1,000 milliseconds, 1 second. Okay, anything less than that is basically imperceivable by a user. So, therefore, this movement is done under the covers. The user really hasn't seen anything. So again, I'm giving you another picture down below in the graph there of what it looks like with a heavier load on, which is 4,000 users. And as you can see there, the normal response time is sitting in the 30, 35 millisecond range, and then spikes up into the sub just underneath 70 milliseconds for a few spikes and a few minutes, and then settles itself back down into the 30, 35 millisecond range. So a user would not see any of this action at all. And so this can be a tremendously useful tool for a admin person to use. But if he has to bring a box down to do some maintenance on it, power supply needs to be changed, anything needs to be done on it, he can actually move users over, or he needs to change loads on a box. He can actually move users over, move the virtual machines over to another box, and the Domino users would never even see anything that happened. All right, on this next slide, what I want to show here is that this is for high availability. Now, what we did for this test was we ran along at about a response time. We had it about 4,000 users running the NRPC mail workload, and we were getting response time of 15-20 millisecond range there. And then we actually shut down the box. So the box crashed. The high availability automatically triggers, and Domino and a virtual machine start up on another piece of hardware. When that happened, that took about a 5-minute time frame for that system to come up to speed. And then as all those users started to come in, that box was heavily hit with users logging in all at once, brought the response time into a high response time of over 800 and something milliseconds, and then it eventually, after several minutes, settled itself down. So it took, we'll say, 45 minutes to an hour by the time one machine went down until everything was completely stable and running at the pre-interruption rate, okay, for response time. But it did come back up. Everything was fine. The server did run. So it's very, very similar to as if that box had been powered off and then powered back on again. But remember, you are now running on another box completely. So, and this can also be done, this can be set as a management task and can happen at night if in case there's a failure, so you do not need human intervention. So this is a good tool, and if we found out it does work, and it's a great tool for recovery management. Okay, now on the next slide, which I want to show here, is the fault-tolerant testing. Fault-tolerant testing, when we first did the test on this, we found out that we were running at 4,000 users, and that was actually a little bit too much. The system could not take that. The network was the issue. The network card was getting saturated, etc. So that what we did was we dropped it back down to 2K users, and when we did that, it did a seamless failover, so that as we were going along, as you can see, all that happens to the users is they see they're moving along at a 20 to 25 millisecond response time. As the we fail over from one box to another box, they just see the response time go up to about 49 milliseconds, and then it ended up dropping back down after a minute or so to the normal response time that we were seeing before. So this will work fine for, we'll say, small environments. Currently, this can only handle one CPU. And like I said, the network card, you know, wouldn't handle the 1 gig network card, wasn't able to handle any more than the 2K users, so that was fine. There's more data on this that's in our, in the white paper that we generated. So you can actually look deeper into that and get more information if you want that. All right, so this next slide, this is just a summary of basically what we've gone over. And as I mentioned, we had talked about the scaling, the vSphere, how well the EPT, what it showed with the new hardware, et cetera, the vMotion, HA, fault tolerant, talked about that. The domino cluster testing, that worked very well, as I mentioned before, that we did do testing and put a heavy load on the cluster, and it did work well with communication with another server that was outside of the box or the ESX configuration, so that we didn't saturate anything on that point. And we actually pushed that hard. And then we validated the iNodes testing, and also we tested with the large mail configurations. The SRM testing is in progress, and we will be producing another white paper on that. I do suggest that you definitely take a look at the white paper. How to get it is later on in this details and in the slides. And you'll be able to see deeper into this information here, what we saw, what we suggest, how we suggest that you set up your configurations. Okay, now on to you, Dave. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim. So what I'd like to do now is just quickly run through an example of a customer who has successfully virtualized Domino. This is a customer who's been running it for over 10 years. They've recently successfully virtualized it. They have over 10,000 users. They're using Domino clustering. They had a number of physical machines that were up for refresh, and they looked at VMware as the solution. Some of the pain points they had run into, as I mentioned, just a lot of servers out there, physical machines. They were getting old. It took a long time to reboot them. A lot of those systems were underutilized. It was difficult to test patches. They were having downtime when firmware upgrades needed to be done on the physical machines, and it was cost prohibitive. So they wanted to look at a simple solution that would simplify the server refresh cycle and allow them to get a lot of cost and complexity out of the environment. So they started with a proof of concept. They were able to do a test environment that simulated basically four times what they would expect in the worst case scenario in production. So they really wanted to make sure there was lots of headroom associated with that solution. They did a POC of this internally. They determined that the response times when virtualized were as good or better than they were on the older physical hardware. So they moved forward with the project. And basically they have successfully completed this. It's been running for over 18 months on VMware. They were able to use VMware's converter tool and convert all of the systems from physical to virtual in a few weeks. Without this tool, they had estimated almost a year to do their server refresh just because of the difficulty with reinstalling operating systems and applications and migrating data. I think the main thing to understand is that they were able to go from 60 physical machines down to 4. So that's a huge cost savings, and they also are able to benefit from all of the things I talked about earlier, which is being hardware independent and being able to use vMotion and having all of the benefits that go with having a virtual machine over a physical machine. So just a quick snapshot of one of our customers who has successfully done this. And then just to summarize, as we've mentioned throughout this presentation, we have an excellent story now with performance. The game has changed in terms of running it in a virtual machine. We've validated the performance with IBM. It works great. Customers have full support from both VMware and IBM. There's very friendly licensing terms when you decide to do this. The current x86 processors provide extremely high performance and can rival some of the high-end Unix machines. And most importantly, we've tested it and it runs great. So Jim mentioned the technical paper that's referenced here. That's the first link. That goes into a lot more detail than we've talked about today. We just gave a high-level overview of the information. But for those out there who want to get more info on how we set it up and get more info on a lot of the performance information that we didn't have time to cover, please check out the white paper. If you have questions, there's a forum there that's monitored by the VMware subject matter experts. You can post questions. We have a few sessions from VMworld where the Lotus team has presented, and we've made those available. You can check those out on the VMworld.com website, and you can always contact VMware or IBM to get more information. So on that note, I think we'll wrap up here. Jim, thank you for taking the time to present with me, and I will turn it back to Tim.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to thank our speakers for taking the time to join us today, and I'd also like to thank VMware for making this event possible. And as always, thank you all for joining us. Have a great day.